It's Seeds of Success on 96.1 MyFM, fueled by Kubota. Our fourth week deals with crop farming, and today I have with me Keenan Stone from Stone Farms, also from Valley Bio, both in Whitewater region. Now, Valley Bio is a very unique case in terms of what you do for other farms in the Ottawa Valley and beyond. But before that, Keenan, let's start with you. What's your background in agriculture?
Yeah, sure. So I grew up in the Ottawa Valley, but not on a farm. I didn't come from agriculture, didn't study it in university or anything. So really didn't have any big connection to it until I met my husband, Ruben, in 2009. Since then, I've kind of been drinking from the fire hose, so to speak, trying to keep up with everything that we do between Stone Farms and Valley Bio and our hemp seed business, Uniseeds. Then now, so 14 years later, I'm president of the Renfrew County Federation of Agriculture. I'm the vice chair of the Canadian Hemp Trade Alliance, and I'm a director on the Federation of International Hemp Organizations.
Not only do you have your own family farm, but you and Ruben do something very unique in terms of what you're hoping to achieve. Take us through what Valley Bio does that nobody else here in the Valley does.
Our primary goal is seed production on the farm. So we do that to service local farmers, national farmers, and international farmers. To do that, we have to grow an incredibly diverse mix of crop kinds, and it's not really the traditional corn, wheat, and beans rotation that most people are used to seeing or hearing about, especially locally. We haven't grown any corn on the farm in probably over 15 years. We do grow soybeans for part of our soil health rotation, but we grow a lot of industrial hemp, and that's what feeds into our Uniseeds, is our hemp seed business. And then we grow a bunch of different cereals, oats, barley, wheat sometimes, triticale, and now we've also diversified into a whole range of other crop kinds to supply the cover crop side of our business.
So you guys are kind of the cutting edge for what's going into the ground in the Ottawa Valley then?
I guess in a way, yeah. I think it's it wasn't necessarily intended to be that way, but Ruben, he makes most of the decisions and he's a really forward thinker. He's always looking for how can I do this better? How can I do this more efficiently? How can I do this more economically? And so we're always trying to find different ways. He's constantly researching new practices and trying different things, looking at farmers all over the world and what are they doing? How are they trying to improve the way that they're stewarding the land, that they're managing their soil health, that they're conserving their water and things like that, and applying different nutrients or making nutrients more available to the plants and that kind of thing. So we kind of get into that and try it and see if it works, and then try and bring some of that knowledge and share some of that knowledge with other farmers, other customers locally and outside of. And we don't do it alone either. Like, we have staff that help us. We have an agronomist that's on contract with us as well to help support farmers to make sure that they're comfortable if they're changing a practice that they were doing to try something new.
Do people interested in farming and agriculture here in the Valley react a certain way when finding out that they have a resource like Valley Bio?
I think a lot of people are surprised. Like, honestly, we had someone stop in the other day. She came in, she said, "Are you open to the public? I just found you guys. I ordered seed for cover crops from somewhere else online, and then I found you guys. I didn't know you existed," right? So we're kind of a little bit of a hidden gem, I think, in the Valley, and a lot of people don't know the variety of what we can do and what we're trying to do in working with individual farmers, trying to help them do things that are very customized to their farm. So we're not just one product and we sell that to everyone. We do things on a very custom basis with each individual farmer.
So then from your perspective as a farmer and a researcher, what about the Ottawa Valley makes it a good place to set up a farm?
Honestly, I wouldn't say that it's the land. I would say that it's the people. It's the community that exists here. The support system it's really unique, I think. I don't think we've seen it really anywhere else. Although farming in general, I think, has a more unique support system than any other industry. But we've really seen it front and center this past year in Renfrew County, more times than we'd have liked, with having to kind of lift up some people in our ag community as they have faced unimaginable loss and tragedy. But even, aside from that, on a daily basis, the in the background through all of our successes, our failures. We're all supporting each other, checking in with each other daily, you know, making sure that we have everything we need, that you're personally supported, you're not feeling too stressed out. And that network goes all throughout the whole entire Ottawa Valley. And I think that's really what sets us apart, is that you can come here and you can start a farm and you can be brought into that family immediately and know that there's people there to help you.
You can find Keenan and Ruben Stone at Valley Bio and Uniseeds Incorporated, just on Highway 17 in Whitewater Region, their own Stone Farms, not too far away on Ross Road. Don't forget, you can listen to all of our Seeds of Success profiles at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.